from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Zach and Josh on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hour number three rolls along here on a special Juneteenth show. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt hanging out with you here until 3 o'clock. No Sabres Live or One Bills Live today. They will be back tomorrow as we lead in here into Shoveling the Bulldogs starting at 3 o'clock. We were talking a lot in the last hour. Josh is running here a little bit late, but we were talking in the last hour just how impressive it's been for Edmonton to claw their way back into that series with Florida. Just looking at the NBA series, both teams in Game 4 to stop the sweep had massive wins. Dallas held Boston to its lowest point total, I think, all playoffs in the first half. I think it was like 28 points. It was something bad. And Dallas ran away with it. It was never close. Same thing with Edmonton on Saturday. They won 8-1 against Florida. But I'll be perfectly honest, I thought both those were just sweeping a team is difficult. It takes a lot out of you to do it, so it doesn't happen as often. And both teams would win Game 5, and we have our champions, Boston and Florida. Instead, Edmonton has brought life to that series, I think more so than many of us thought after Games 2 or 3. They look so, so good. And a lot of it is due to the fact that Connor McDavid, in two games, has put up 8 points. I know Sal was talking about it earlier this morning when he was on for the Extra Point Show, of just like, at this point, just give the man the Conn Smythe Trophy. Like, he is the best player on the planet. He has completely revitalized Edmonton's hope at a cup. And, Josh, for me, and we were somewhat talking about this in the break, of like, who do you think is actually in a better spot now? Like, Florida just has to win one more game.
Yeah, that's right.
They've got to win one more game. They win the series. They win the cup. It's over. Edmonton still has to win two, one of which is on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got to be honest, and I'm not a total believer in momentum. I am a believer, though, in the mental toll that some of this stuff takes on players.
Well, right, because it's – I mean, with Florida, they had to – like, last night it was, hey, we're at home ice. We can win the Stanley Cup. And you're almost deflated after that loss. Even though you're not out of it,
mm-hmm.
you're still very much in control. It's, oh, man, we could have won it in front of our home fans. It would have been so cool. And now we got to ride like a 20-hour plane ride to Edmonton.
Which, by the way, the last time you were doing this, there was a huge rainstorm. I'm not saying this is going to happen again. Yeah. But the last time you did this, it was, when are we going to be allowed to leave?
Right.
This is awful.
Yeah. And then it's the, well, now we have to deal with their fans, and we're in their building. come on, guys, let's go. Let's go win the cup. Like, it's obviously they're we can't really recreate what they're feeling. They're going after the greatest trophy, in my opinion, the hardest trophy to win in sports. And obviously they're going to be excited. They're going to be amped up and stuff. But if Edmonton scores that first goal,
that's my exact thinking.
No, there's going to be nothing left in the tank for Florida.
That is my exact thinking.
At least in game six. In game seven, it's a different story. You're going back to Florida. It's all right, guys. We can't let this happen. We're on home ice. It's game seven. Let's go out there and win this thing.
But if we're like 5 minutes into that first period, like you were bringing up, the anthem. And that Edmonton crowd is electric. And there is a strong vibe in that arena. If Edmonton scores 5-6 minutes into that game, first power play would have you, or first rush, and it's 1-0 Oilers, and Florida's sitting there going, we haven't held a lead in over a week now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't think they held a lead in that Saturday game, if I'm remembering correctly.
The 8-1 game, they lost. Like, it was 8-1. It was never a contest.
And Edmonton led that game to start 2-0. It would be, we have not held a lead since last Thursday. So it's over a week now at that point. We have not held a lead in this series. What is happening?
Right.
And I do think there are going to be guys, there are some, and this is why the professional athletes, doesn't even rattle them, doesn't even affect them.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was trying to say is like a lot of these guys, it's not going to really matter, but it's still going to be, there's still that lingering, like they are humans. Like there is that lingering thought in the back of your head of like, oh boy, this is going to be a tough one, isn't it?
Yep.
And
it's, we should have won this twice now.
Right.
And I think we're getting killed now.
That's one aspect of it for Florida. The other aspect of it for Florida that's a positive that I think is good is you look at their roster, and sure, they were all there last year against Vegas, but it was a much different competition. Florida wasn't like this, you know, they're on a tear, they should win, like they tore through everything. To be fair, they did kind of handle business in the first two rounds of the playoffs last year. But then it kind of slowed down a little bit. And it really slowed down. It was very apparent against Vegas. Vegas
was the better team.
Yeah. But this year, it's more of a, we're the better team. We can be the better team. We have more depth. We have all these guys. Bobrovsky's back on his, you know, he's on one of his good years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important for Florida because even though they've been here before, it feels different this time. Like it feels like almost like a, no, this is our time. Like this is supposed to be us. And I think a lot of those guys will be able to, you know,
kind of rally around that.
Yeah. And even when you look at like players that came in last year to this year, like Tarasenko won the cup with St. Louis.
Yeah.
Like he's been here before too, except he was only on the winning side of it. So there's plenty of experience in that locker room. There's plenty of guys that will, you know, pick things up and not have any issue. So I don't see that as any part of a problem. But now for Edmonton, on the other hand, most of them have never been here before.
No, this is the furthest
like,
they've gotten.
This is it. Like Corey Perry, yes. Corey Perry's been on the four of the last five losing teams in the Stanley Cup final.
Boy.
So like, the last out of... Because he was on Montreal.
That's awful.
Montreal when they were in there in the bubble season.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Tampa. He was on... I'd have to look now. But that's been like one of his stories.
Oh boy. Like that is awful.
Yeah, that's been his one of his stories of the playoffs is that he... Can he still win it?
Yeah.
Because he's won it before. He won it in Anaheim.
Yep.
Back in 08, I think.
I think so.
But... Other than him, who else is there? I'm sitting here as my computer won't load for me, trying to pull up the roster.
No, but I mean, like, I think that's kind of been their thing. I mean,
yeah.
This is why we had Edmonton's coach kind of get all nasty with the media and mention Buffalo was Florida has the experience. You guys don't.
Ask the Bills what Super Bowl experience is. Ha ha, very funny.
Which is funny because then, like, immediately, it was Anaheim's Cup was 06-07, by the way.
Oh, it was that year. I was that because the Ducks were along with the Sabres that year in President's Trophy race, and I wasn't sure though if it was the same one. But yeah, no, it was funny because he says all that, and then the first three games they get absolutely stomped.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at the roster here, obviously McDavid, Draisaitl, never been there. Kane was close, with the Sharks. Because the year the Sharks played the...
Oh, so close.
Yeah.
Was it with Vegas?
When Vegas played the Capitals and Ovi got his first cup, the round before was the Sharks and the Knights.
Which was also a bit of a collapse by San Jose, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, also a guy that has only ever been at Edmonton, has never gotten this far.
Which is crazy. I don't know why. He feels like a guy that's been in the league since like 2010.
Probably,
I might be even...
Probably because he has... He was 2012. He was 2011. He was drafted in 2011.
Yeah, there it is. So, and it's just like he's like now because McDavid, like he's been forgotten. But like he is also like a number one overall pick.
He was. Yeah.
Like he has been that guy.
He was
and
one
he's
of
been
their,
like solid-ish.
He was one of their three in a row. They had Nail Yakupov, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Taylor Hall. Wow. Not in that order.
Not
just
that order,
those were the
three
in a row.
God, man, dude, his career
and
is
only
weird.
one of them is in the KHL. One of them is barely making it on an NHL roster, and the other one is I mean, Nugent Hopkins is good. Like he wasn't
are
a first.
We sure,
like, he wasn't a first overall pick, but he was a good player. Like he's a good
at
player.
His stats, man. Like it's all 24-point season, 56, 34, 43. And
remember
not,
the
not hitting number or not hitting game numbers here. 48, 69, 61, 35, 50, 104, 67.
But remember
that feels wrong.
Look at the 14-15 team. He had 56 points on the team that tanked for McDavid.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Like
that's fair.
Come on. Like that's. That's a hard thing to do. Like just, you had 56 points on a team that was second to last in the NHL.
I mean, can we have like some good consistency though? That's
and you also have to remember he was one of the quote unquote the guys because he was the first overall pick and there's all this pressure on him and there's all this like expectations. Like I said,
first overall picks were terrible.
I don't think he was a first overall pick, but I think he's still a good player.
That's fair. Okay.
Like he could have been.
That's fair.
He's a first round guy for sure. He could have been probably top 15. But top 10 might be a little bit of a stretch. Top 5 is way too far. First overall is definitely wrong. But the point is they've had all these guys for so long, but they've never had any success. They've just recently started to go back to the playoffs. And
even this year, though, that was not considered at the beginning of this year like foregone conclusion.
It was a rough start to the year, and that's why Chris Knobloch is their coach.
Yeah.
He was brought in November.
So this even kind of feels like the story of this Edmonton team this year.
Yeah, of just
atrocious start and then a roaring finish.
Oh yeah,
that's the story of this Edmonton team.
Right, and you can't really say that for the whole playoffs. It's just series,
no.
But still, it's.
But who cares about the rest of the playoffs when you're in the Stanley Cup Final or the NBA Finals? At that point, it's like, this is your legacy now.
True, because you're there. You're there. It doesn't matter how you got there. You're at the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, people will remember Game 7s of like the conference semifinal when you lose in the conference final.
Mm-hmm. And you don't make it to the Stanley Cup Final. Right.
But it's so interesting to me, too. And especially because it's not like Edmonton's like blowing them out of the water with like 40 shots on goal and Bobrovsky's just not, it's wave after wave.
Yeah.
Florida's out shooting them in most of these games.
They were last night.
Last night they outshot them.
Right before they scored their first goal, Florida's forecheck was all over them. I mean, they had a few moments where it's like, wow, like Florida should have scored three goals in that first like 10 minutes of
really,
the game.
Really, you have Stuart Skinner playing well. Because even go back to that Saturday game, the 8-1 game, he had 32 saves.
To be fair, I will say last night it felt like Florida was just missing their chances, at least in the first. That's what I took away from the first was like it just felt that they weren't capitalizing. They had all these shots, they had all these opportunities, but they weren't just getting them home.
Yeah,
and that's where Edmonton capitalizes on a stupid mistake on the power play, and then they're up 1-0. They take the wind out of the sails of the fans. It's the first period. They have all the momentum at that point because we're playing for our playoff lives, and.
Let's see what happens.
Granted, you're playing for the Stanley Cup. We're both playing for the Stanley Cup. But Edmonton, I feel like we've never seen this Connor McDavid. Like, we've never seen a Connor McDavid that's back against the wall. You're about to potentially win the greatest trophy in.
And the one you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Who've been wanting your entire life.
In hockey, you're about to win the greatest trophy, potentially surpassing the best player of all time in terms of points in the playoffs, in one playoff series, or one playoff run, round, whatever you want to call it. I feel like this is definitely, he doesn't really show it, but I feel like this definitely has, in terms of emotion, he shows it on the ice. But I feel like this has unlocked a new level of Connor McDavid that we've never seen before, because he's never been on this sort of stage and this games of this magnitude. Right? Like, he has played in the playoffs, but it's always been this, you know, one and done, and they're not making it very far, or they make it past the first round because they play LA and they always beat LA. And then in the second round, they just get destroyed.
Yep. And a lot of it is, too, is the teams are like, yeah, it's you and Leon. Always been the talk of, like, they don't have a goalie, they don't have anybody on defense. Ooh. But they're high-end talent. Top-end talent is amazing.
What about Connor Brown? Like, come
Zach
on.
Hyman. There we go.
Yeah, Zach Hyman. Connor Brown was the one that scored the shorthanded goal last night. He has two goals in the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
And one of them was just, like, one of them was last night and was very, very important.
Yeah.
Like, but that's where you look at playoffs, and it's so much different than the regular season. It doesn't matter if you score 50 goals in the regular season, like Zach Hyman. It matters what you do in the playoffs.
Yep.
He has 6 goals.
Been fine.
He has 15 goals.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. I take that back, Zach Hyman. You're fine.
I thought he was okay.
I couldn't remember because he wasn't, like, I didn't see him too much last night. Mm-hmm. Like, he was there, obviously, but he wasn't, like, all over the place like he normally is.
Yep.
I didn't realize he had 15 goals, though. Like, that's...
It helps when, like, you're, like, Connor McDavid's best friend.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's why McDavid has so many assists, probably. But
it does help.
But still, like, when you're looking at the lineup, for most of the time, you're not looking at Zach Hyman. You're looking at Connor McDavid and you're looking at Leon Draisaitl. And that's what the Panthers were doing for the first three games. And it was working really, really well. But what happened? That's what I can't get over, is what happened in game four that they just decided to not, like, suffocate them pretty much. Like, that's what they did in the first three games. They didn't let McDavid touch the puck, basically.
Yeah.
And it was working. He only had 1 point.
I think three points. I think it might be a thing, though, of just, like, he can only do it so long. He is the best player potentially ever.
Because
I think most skillful player.
I think part of it was Barkov getting hit in the head.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you saw Barkov and that line kind of shift away from McDavid's line. Like, they started going out there at different times almost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, I mean, if you're the Oilers, you just capitalize. Especially if you're McDavid.
Which, yeah, they're doing.
It's, hey, this is a different line. These guys haven't protected me all series. Let's pull something out here and do something. Like, I've been saving this, I have this extra gear that I haven't shown yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just do it now because I don't have the best defensive forward in the league on me anymore. Like,
let's get after it.
He's not just stapled to my hip every night. Let's just go do something. Let's score three goals and or two goals and two assists. Like it's going to be interesting to see how Florida goes at this game and how Florida tries to solve the puzzle of McDavid.
Yeah,
because.
So I'd say right now they're not solving it. If anything, they were, but now all of a sudden, it's all happening now. I mean, he's had 8 points in two games, and you're on the back foot. So if you've truly changed up what you're doing in the first three games, which I cannot imagine why you would change that, it was working to perfection. Right. You've got to now go back. We got to do it again. Again, you only have to win the one game, but if you let Edmonton win at home.
Oh,
and the series
over.
Goes back to Florida.
If Edmonton
it will have the feeling of this is already over.
If Edmonton wins Friday night, they will win the Stanley Cup.
And so that was my feeling. All right, let's say Edmonton wins Game 5 on Friday night in Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
What's the feelings going to Game 7? So we both agree. I think at that point, I'm betting everything I've got on Edmonton to win Game 7.
I'm not, and in saying that, I'm not necessarily saying like Florida's just going to roll over. Mm-hmm. Florida's going to put up a fight. Like it's going to be a close game still. But I just don't think they can get past Edmonton at that point. At that point, you are going back to Game 7. You could have won this series three times now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just – or two times at that point.
Two times, yeah.
And the third time would be that night. But there's just – I don't think there's any way that they would
– What do you think the talk becomes them? About Florida, though, if they can't close the door?
If they just lose,
that's all of a sudden
the second year in a row.
Yeah, and that's and that's my thing is that all of a sudden becomes 2 years in a row you've gone to the Cup final and you've lost. First, against Vegas, you were the lesser team.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you went on a Cinderella run. This year, you were the better team than Edmonton, and you were for the first three games. You had the 3-0 lead.
But if you take it back even further, too, last year they lose in the final. The year before they had the President's Trophy and they lose in the conference the conference semifinals.
Yeah, they lost to Tampa. That was the Battle of Florida that it was touted. You won the President's Trophy, the whole thing. You go through kind of a slight rebuild there. It took 30 seconds, but like you moved out some pieces to bring in new ones. Matthew Tkachuk, kind of the main face of that.
Yep. Like they and they got swept too, by the way.
Yeah, it was never good. It was never good. It was never clean. And what do we look at, though, with Florida at that point? They are one of the better teams in the East, undoubtedly.
This is how you look at them. Ready? In two of the last 3 years, you've won the President's Trophy, you've gone to two Stanley Cup Finals, and all you have to show for it is a President's Trophy, and
yeah,
that's it. I'm not saying you'd
when you put it like that, it's awful.
You wouldn't blow it up. You would not just start from scratch.
No, but now
because you have Matthew Tkachuk.
But this is where now you are going to hear it from the media constantly, even if the expectations are high. Okay, but what happened the last 2 years? Like, you guys have fallen short in the last two years. Then you get to the playoffs, because likely they're going to make the playoffs again next year. Well, you know, you guys made it to the Cup the last 2 years. That's a lot of wear and tear on your body. You know, you've been at this for two years. It's a lot of hockey games. We talked about it with Tampa, who were winning Cups, that it was, is that a little bit too much hockey for you? You know, at what point does it just like, we're out of gas.
So obviously you still have Barkov and Tkachuk for many years, right? Like, they're long-term, they're here.
Yeah.
You're losing Sam Reinhart. He's a UFA. If you lose this Stanley Cup final.
You think they lose him then?
I think they lose him. Partially because of the cap hit and partially because of the fact that maybe Reinhart wants to take his talents elsewhere. I'm sure there's another team out there that needs one guy or needs a couple guys and he's one of them.
I'd be very surprised. I would say I think they keep him regardless. I would think, though, them winning the Cup and having almost that Cup tax would cause them to lose out on him. If they lose, it might be something of, like, they're willing to pay more to keep him. Let's go after this.
Yeah. And then you look at their defense, too. Aaron Ekblad.
Yep.
Been there forever. Next year needs a deal.
Oh,
like,
boy.
It's – I'm not – you wouldn't lose Aaron Ekblad. He's one of your captains. He's one of your leaders. But if you keep Sam Reinhart –
You maybe don't have that money to bring him back.
You don't have that money or have that money to bring someone in that will help you get over this hump, whatever's going on. You're also paying Sergei Bobrovsky $10 million next year as well.
Oh, boy.
Until the end of the 2026 season.
They're in a weird spot. But it's also, like we just saw with the Bills, like you had a very talented team, but when you don't win, it's a more painful breakup.
Yeah.
If you win, it's more palatable.
Yeah. But it's also a lot harder, though, in hockey than it is football. You can't necessarily just cut these guys. Like, yeah, there's dead cap penalties and things like that. But the NHL ones go on for much longer in a much more, in some cases, severe way. Like, look at the Minnesota Wild. They're paying Zach Parise and Ryan Suter $7 million a year for like 8 years.
The worst.
Yeah. And each, right. Like, they're not, it's not just $7 million total. It's each of them are getting $7 million next year.
They've had the best player in franchise history by quite a bit, and they have been able to do nothing to surround him with talent because they don't have any room.
So,
they don't have money.
I'm not saying, obviously, Florida's not in a bad spot, but if you're going to keep getting this inconsistency from a guy like Bobrovsky, you are potentially going to lose your best goal scorer in Sam Reinhart. And when other than Matt Tkachuk and Alexander Barkov, sure, you have Sam Bennett. He's on it. He needs a deal next year. Evan Rodriguez is cool. He can stick around. He's not on that bad of a cap hit.
After that, it becomes a very difficult conversation.
Obviously, yes, you have like your depth right now. You have a guy like Vladimir Tarasenko. You have Carter Verhaeghe. But those are the guys that, hey, he scored. That's great.
Yep.
You don't have these expected, like, you don't have this guy that's like, yes, there he is. That's the guy. You have Tkachuk and Barkov, and that's it.
So fascinating where that could go. One thing that is interesting, and kind of, as a Sabres fan, little upset the series is still going, buyouts.
Yeah.
Is Jeff Skinner going to get bought out? It's seeming like it is heading towards that possibility. I know Elliot Friedman has been talking that up a bunch. He was on Jeff Merrick's show, and then with his article as well, kind of really sort of, there is a fire brewing there of could Jeff Skinner be bought out. We'll talk more on those implications after a quick timeout. Anthony, we'll also get to your phone call as well. 803-0550 is the number to call if you'd like to join the show. Zach Jones, Josh Mitt here until 3 o'clock on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.